Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast today. And I would like to share a psalm. We're going to be looking at Psalm 133. But before I do, I'd just like to take a moment in time to ask you to go back in memory, to think of times that have been especially beautiful and pleasant for you in terms of memory regarding others. Perhaps you may think of a time with family or friends, perhaps times back in your childhood, perhaps around holiday times when people were gathered together and everyone was happy and there wasn't any strife and there was just a wonderful time being shared mutually. And I think perhaps those are some of the highlights of our lives, our memories, when we think of the time, of the good times that we've been with those that we have loved and appreciated and enjoyed. And I believe we react as strongly as we do to memories like that because there is deep within our soul and spirits a hunger for koinonia and communion. It is the desire for the kind of fellowship that Adam and Eve must have once experienced together and also in fellowship with the Lord before the fall, before sin entered the world. And also, it is a hunger for that kind of fellowship that they are, our loved ones are presently experiencing in heaven and what the future joy of eternity ahead is going to be like, where we will, in harmony and unity, be able to share in deep and intimate ways with one another and with the Lord. This is one of the purposes of God's Holy Spirit, to bring us not only into maturity, because that is an essential and important factor. Unless we have the mind of Christ, unless we are like Jesus, how could anyone exist in perfect harmony and bliss forever and ever if we weren't of the same mind? How can two walk together unless they be agreed? Isn't that what the scriptures say? Excuse me. So let's look at Psalm 133, written by David. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Praise God. Lord, thank you for your word. This psalm begins with the word behold. Now, that is a word used in the imperative. It is used especially to call attention, to perceive through sight or apprehension. In other words, to either just physically see it or to comprehend it mentally. Think about it. Lay hold, grasp the truth of it. And the word goes on to say, how good. And that Hebrew word is tov, T-O-W-B, and it means beautiful, kind, excellent, righteous, delightful, precious. And other translations would render it wonderful, delightful, and sweet, in harmony. Beloved, isn't that wonderful? How good, how excellent, how precious, how delightful it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like. Now, the words that we use in English, like or as, that is a figure of speech called a simile, in which a comparison of two unlike things are put side by side. They are compared using like or as. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. That unity is like the precious ointment upon the head. When it talks about unity in this short psalm, it is making a comparison that it's like the anointing oil and like the dew upon Zion. And so we want to take a little bit of time to look a little closely at what does that mean? Well, it talks about the oil in that second verse. There's only three verses to this psalm. It compares the unity to oil, fragrant as oil, precious. And in fact, that's the exact same word that is translated as good, T-O-W-B, in verse 1. And it refers to good in the broadest sense. It's moral goodness as opposed to evil. It's beneficial, correct, and righteous. The ointment, and of course, the ointment or the anointing oil that was placed upon Aaron refers to the olive oil that was especially composed and used for the anointing of the priests. And even the cherubim in the inner sanctuary, they were made or composed out of olive wood. Now, there's a passage of scripture that I would like us to look at found in the Old Covenant. In fact, it is found in Leviticus, the 14th chapter, verses 1 through 7. And it refers to the cleansing of the leper. But for us, as we look at that, while leprosy is not a condition that many are concerned about today, there is the leprosy of sin, which is widespread and universal. And so it talks about the cleansing, and I'm just going to read those seven verses. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, this shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought unto the priest, and the priest shall go forth out of the camp, and the priest shall look, and behold, if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper, then the priest command to take for him that is to be cleansed two birds alive and clean, and cedar wood and scarlet and hyssop. And the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water. As for the living bird, he shall take it and the cedar wood and the scarlet and the hyssop, and shall dip them and the living bird in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water. And he shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from the leprosy seven times, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose into the open field. There was a precise manner of the cleansing of the leper, or the sinner, if you will. There was, first of all, the sanctification by blood. And, of course, this required a sacrifice. The bird, one of the birds, was killed. And that blood of the trespass offering was placed on the right side of the individual that was to be cleansed. And that right side, of course, indicates divine favor. And there was application upon the tip of the right ear, which references, of course, the head or the thought life, and also the tip of the right hand, and that has reference to our works, our ministry, the things that we do, as well as the right foot, and that, of course, refers to fellowship, that we are able to walk together in unity because Jesus's feet were nailed to the cross so that we could have unrestricted communion with the Father. All divine revelation, all the enlightenment and illumination that we receive comes through the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God. But, beloved, it is on the basis and on the legal ground of the blood. In Leviticus, the 14th chapter, verses 17 and 18. Let me read that to you. And of course, after the blood was applied, there was an application of that anointing oil. And in verses 16 and 17 and 18, it says, "The priest shall dip his right finger in the oil that is in his left hand, and shall sprinkle of the oil with his finger seven times before the Lord. And the rest of the oil that is upon his hand shall the priest put upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of the right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot, upon the blood of the trespass offering. And the remnant of the oil that is in the priest's hand, he shall pour upon the head of him that is to be cleansed, and the priest shall make an atonement for him before the Lord." And so we see that this process was repeated with the holy anointing oil, and then it was sprinkled seven times before the Lord. And that was a literal physical declaration, if you will, of the Holy Spirit proceeding from the Father. And beloved, after we are cleansed from our sins, we are anointed after the blood has been applied, because the blood is the legal basis of authority for our restoration to fellowship with God. The Holy Spirit then comes upon us. He is empowering us in three specific areas. The oil, as we were reading in the psalm, was poured on the head and went down the garment. Well, we're going to pick up and continue on our next broadcast, and I invite you to be with me tomorrow as we continue on in this psalm. But in the moments that remain, I would like to invite you to share your prayer requests. The announcer will give our contact information. And I want to thank those of you who are so faithful in listening, UCM Partners, also for your faithful prayers and your support, which enables us to remain on this station. Without the sacrifice and the faithfulness of God's people, we could not remain on this station. But God has seen fit for over 50 years to keep this ministry going. So all glory to Jesus. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.